5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year! Alright guys, it's the first podcast of the new year, and hosting your first podcast for this brand new year is yours truly, Toadette. How's it going? This is podcast 149, and joining me today, we've got a small crowd, but a very lively one. We've got Spider Star You.
Hello everyone, happy new year.
And Absol Powers.
Oh,
what the heck?
Alright, apparently Absol Powers is giving birth.
That was definitely not the noise to make.
Congratulations to the new baby.
What's his or her name?
Is it a boy or a girl?
I'm not good at crying, okay? I don't know.
It's a bro.
It's a ham.
It's a bruh.
It's a ham.
It's a ham, oh my gosh!
What's his name?
Piggly Wiggly.
Best of wishes to your new family. Today's topic for our podcast, it's not ham, sadly.
Oh,
we're starting off the new year with an amazing game. One that actually came out last month, and we were actually going to do a podcast about it sooner, but some complications came up, and we're doing it now, but we are doing it, so yay. It's Captain Toad, Treasure Tracker.
Yes!
Hooray.
Believe it or not, this is Toad's second adventure. A lot of people seem to think it's his first adventure, but his first actual, standalone game was Wario's Woods, I got tongue-tied for a second there, which was actually released, like, 20 years ago. 1994. And it was actually the very last game for the NES, and the only NES game to have a rating. That was his first adventure game, but a lot of people seem to think, Treasure Tracker is his first adventure game, because it obviously, the problem with Wario's Woods was that Toad wasn't really, like, well known back then. Like, if you showed a person a picture of Toad, they'd say, oh, hey, I know that guy. Mm. But, Toad wasn't really as well recognized in the big stream media. He was more recognized just by Nintendo fans purely, and not by, like, parents or anything. Because, I'm sure you could tell your mom or dad, like, who's Mario, and they know who it is, but they wouldn't know who Toad was back then. So the problem with Wario's Woods, and that's the reason why it was called Wario's Woods, because more people knew about Wario than they knew about Toad. If they just called it Toad's Woods,
Wario!
But you know whose adventure, like, first adventure is in this game?
Oh, yeah, the Bay.
But we'll get into that person later.
The problem was that not too many people named Toad, so they named the game after Wario, and, it was a puzzle. Just like Treasure Tracker, it was a puzzle game, but this was, like, more of, like, a Dr. Mario / Tetris-style puzzle game, rather than the, testing your wits and skills like Captain Toad is, because Captain Toad's more of, like, a puzzle adventure, while Wario's was just purely puzzle. But yeah, so Wario's Woods, although it received positive reviews and a good amount of sales, it wasn't really, like, too popular, and so it kind of just got washed away in history. So a lot of, like, pretty much only, like, hardcore Nintendo fans or people who know their stuff would remember Wario's Woods. I actually have it on my Wii Virtual Console. I have the NES version, but I want to get the SNES version someday, because that one was, the graphics in that one are cute, and that was actually the first game to give Toad a voice.
Wario gives me nightmares in that game.
Yeah, this is back in the days where Wario kind of looked cross-eyed and, like, where he just looked like his ugly-ass, like, Super Mario Land 2 self.
Like, scary.
he wasn't as big sexy as he is today.
No, he was kind of more big ugly back then, but now he's big sexy.
Yes.
Alright, getting back to the subject. So yeah, 20 years later, they finally gave Little Toad a second shot, and they gave him this awesome new puzzle adventure game called Captain Toad Treasure Tracker. It is, designed to be a more expanded version of the Captain Toad levels as seen in Super Mario 3D World. However, you learn at the end of the game, spoiler alert, that Captain Toad Treasure Tracker is actually a prequel to Super Mario 3D World, because the ending of Treasure Tracker is the beginning of Super Mario 3D World. So, you know, that scene where you see, like, Mario, Luigi, the princess, and Blue Toad, you know, they're walking, and they encounter the Sprixy, and Bowser comes, and they go into the pipe, and... Yeah, then you see a lone green star plop in, and then Captain Toad is like, "Oh yeah, I want that!" And then he squishes his little fat ass
and
into the pipe.
And you know what
his little fat ass. He got stuck.
He did get stuck.
It was because of his bag, probably, but
it wasn't because of his bag. It was because of his butt.
Toad's got big butts. They have little squishy butts. But yeah, he got his little fat ass stuck in there, but then eventually he plopped through, and that's how he's in the 3D World universe. So, but the game itself is just an expanded version of the Captain Toad levels. However, later in the game, they kind of become like more of their own levels themselves. Like, the first couple of levels follow that box format that the levels in 3D World have, but then not every level is actually in a box shape, which I thought was pretty interesting. It still kind of had, like, you're stuck inside this little cube feeling to it, but it was, like, a lot of levels were, like, really expanded. It even had those glass cannons that shot you into other areas, like 3D World has.
Yep.
Yeah, alright, so, let's just get on to the actual questions. We'll describe more of the game with these questions. So, our first question is, when did you first get the game? What were your first impressions about the game before you started playing it? And this game was originally first revealed at Nintendo's E3 this year. Well, last year, I guess now, because it's 2015. It was the 2014 E3. So it was revealed then in around like late spring, early summer. So, Sol, what were your first impressions, and when did you first get the game?
I first got the game on release. And my first impressions were, I called it because I said, I don't think I said it, I might not have said it here, but I definitely said, I wanted a full Captain Toad game on it, just because I like the puzzles, so I thought there was just gonna be more puzzles. I didn't expect it to be a retail game, I thought it was just gonna be an eShop game, but either way, I still got it, so.
Alright, Staryu.
Alright, so one of my first impressions, actually, in Super Mario 3D World, I really, really, really loved the Captain Toad levels. So, like, when I actually, just like Sol, I don't think I really said anything to anyone, but I would talk with my brother, my sister, my other brother and friends, whatever the case might be, just people around me. I would tell them, like, you know, it'd be really cool. I didn't say, like, oh, they're going to. I just said, like, you know, it'd be really cool if they made, like, more Captain Toad levels. So I just thought, like, oh, there'd be, like, DLC for this game. But they actually went ahead and made a whole game. So when I saw that, I was like, whoa, that's really cool. I was really excited for it because those Cat and Toad levels, you know, some people don't like them. Like, my friends, like, they're always like, oh, I hate doing those levels, man. Those are so hard. And I'm like, those were some of the most fun levels of Super Mario 3D World. I thought they were really just a really nice touch to include in the game.
When did you first get the game?
When I first get the game, actually my brother got the game on release date, and I actually didn't play it till like a couple days later. But then after that, he said, you know, you can play it, because I know, he's like, oh, I know you're really excited for it, you've been waiting, you could play it. So then I played it, and I just went through the whole game, and you know, so I got it like the release date. So December 6th, was it released? I forgot. 2014? Do you guys remember?
December 5th.
Oh, December 5th. Yes, Friday. Yes, 6th was Saturday. Yes, my bad. So, 5th. That was the day I got it.
All right. So, now it's my turn. I was really excited when I found out about this game. I thought the Captain Toad levels were pretty cool, but I didn't really expect them to make, like, a full-on game out of it. Like Staryu said, I expected, like, if they wanted to make more levels from it, they'd probably just add DLC to 3D World. So I first found out about this game during school at lunch, like I usually do. You know, when it's lunchtime, I check out my phone, like on Facebook and, you know, MPL and all, see, like, oh, what's good in video game news? And I saw this. I saw a lot of people on Tumblr that I follow saying, like, holy shit, Toad game. I'm like, what was this? What, where? And I found out about this, and I kind of, like, squealed internally. I mean, I probably would have squealed in real life, but I would have looked weird because I was in public. So if I just randomly started going, people probably would have given me some looks. But yeah, I was really excited for this because it's Toad. I mean, I love a little guy, and although I didn't expect him to get a game like this, I'm just happy to have him get like any game. So, I was really excited to see this, and like, I was looking at the gameplay, and it's like, oh man, this looks good. This is pretty much like an expanded version of the 3D World levels. Like, I'm going to get this first day, and I did, in fact, get it first day, because something was revealed about the game that made me even more excited for it. I mean, I still would have bought it if such and such wasn't revealed. But it just made me more excited for the game. I was like, yes. So yeah, I was really excited for this game, and I was like, this is probably like one of the few games that I've stayed the same amount of excited and got like even more excited for it by release. Cause most games I'm not so interested in, it's either I'm not so interested in it, and then I get excited close to release, or like I'm excited when it's revealed and I get a little less excited before release, but, like, Captain Toad, I was excited, and I got even more excited. It's just, like, this is, like, the game I've always wanted for years, and it's been, like I said earlier, it's been 20 years since Toad had his own little adventure, so I think the little guy deserves it. He deserves some more recognition. So, yeah. I think the next question's kind of redundant, since we pretty much all answered it in our responses to the first one. This question is, have you played the other Captain Toad levels in 3D World? So, I'm gonna assume that everybody's answer to this question is yes.
Yep. It's yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Did any of you guys ever get to play, like, the final one that was in World Crown?
Yes. I
the
fi- so.
fiery yeah. finale.
I was gonna say, yes. Is it that lava one? Yeah.
Yeah, that one was cool. All right, so we'll just go on to the next question. how do the controls and mechanics feel? And by this, I mean like being able to pluck things. It kind of has like a Super Mario Bros. 2 feel to it, where you get to pluck turnips and all. And the whole like not being able to jump, because interesting fact about this game: this wasn't originally going to be a Mario game. It was gonna be a Legend of Zelda game, like the idea came to Miyamoto in a dream, and he like thought of a game where like Link has to, you know, pretty much just do what Toad does, like, you know, explore a flat like cubic world where he cannot jump. It involves like puzzles that the player has to solve. And I forgot for what reason why, but he decided to make it to a Mario game, but then he figured, like, oh, it wouldn't really fit in the Mario universe, because Mario's all about jumping. So that's why Mario isn't the star of this game, and then he opted to create the Captain Toad character, or not necessarily create, because Captain Toad technically, it's assumed that this Captain Toad is the same Captain Toad you see in Mario Galaxy, because he's got, like, the headlamp and the little backpack and everything. So he basically is like, alright, well, I'm going to take this Zelda game and make it a Mario game, but instead of Mario, I'll put Toad in there, and Toad can't jump because he's got this little backpack on, because he's a little adventurer. So yeah, this is very interesting for a Mario game, because usually Mario games are all about jumping and hopping on guys and finding secret pipes and platforms to jump on, and meanwhile, Captain Toad, no jumping. No jumping, absolutely. Not even, like, there isn't even, like, a power-up that lets you jump. You cannot jump at all. So, how do you guys feel about these mechanics?
Well, for me, I'm not going to say I wouldn't want jumping in the game, but, I mean, A, wouldn't feel right, especially for this type of game. So it's fine. I mean, it doesn't really hinder anything, because I didn't find many moments in the game where it was like, oh gosh, I wish I could jump up to this. I didn't really find it, because most of them are just very much, there's not a lot of spots where you feel like you have to, feel like that, because there's almost always, you can find a way. So you'll usually feel lost in it. So I'm like, why would I want to jump? Plucking things, since that's pretty much the only other mechanic of the game, is fine. I mean, really, the only mechanic that I got annoyed with is how slow he could get. And then, like, there's this one chapter, with Shy Guys in it, a whole bunch of Shy Guys, and there's, like, a house at the end of it. I don't like that one, because I didn't do much of the challenges, though, but I tried to do that one, and you had to make sure a Shy Guy didn't spot you, and in that one, it's very hard. And even so, it's, like, he's so slow, he's very slow, so it's hard for him to run, so I'm just like, hurry, 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 before the Shy Guy sees me, so it's just...
There is actually, I had trouble with that one too, but I did actually find a simple solution to that.
You, hold him with the gamepad, right?
No, not that, you can walk behind them and they won't notice you, and you could also kill them.
Yeah, well, that's what I do, I usually do that, of course, but there's at some cases where... If you kill them, they'll see you, or another one will see
you. That's why you have to wait till their back's turned. You can follow a Shy Guy completely just from behind, and all they have to do is see you from their front. You could even, like, if there's a Shy Guy facing, like, turn to the right, and you're facing forward, it won't see you until it's also facing forward. It only has to be in the same direction that Toad's in, and be able to see Toad in order to notice you. So the only... Like, the only real hard part about that level was that section near the end with the two Shy Guys. Not the ones that are walking in the same direction, but, like, the ones that are circling the two bushes.
Yeah.
Those ones, I usually go up to the platform with the blue Shy Guy and throw a turnip from above to kill one of them, and then just follow the other.
Yeah, I just don't like... The blue Shy Guys in general are annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, because blue Shy Guys do not walk. They just turn around and all.
Huh.
So, yeah.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Alrighty. Okay, so how do I feel about the controls and mechanics? Controls feel really comfortable. The only thing that I can kind of say that kind of, I guess, annoyed me at times was getting used to the camera. And it's not because the camera's bad. It's not bad by any means. I don't want anyone to think that. I loved how... It was just hard to get used to, I think. Because with the Captain Toad levels in Smart 3D World, you know... Even though I played some of them, but some of them my friends would do or whatever, because we would all play, like, together, four people. So, like, I'd be like, oh, here, you do this one, because I did the last Cat and Toad one. So it was just kind of hard getting used to the camera, like, around, like, the first book. But then after that, the camera was so easy to use, like, it was not even anything. Mechanics, I love the mechanics. I feel like it's great. It's fine that we're not able to jump. It adds more, like, it makes things different. It makes things more challenging. Because if you were able to just jump over everything, you know, then what fun would that be? Like, you would just be able to do everything so easily. Where's the challenge? So I like how you have to walk everywhere you go. So if you go down, you're not going to jump back up. You have to go all the way around. I like that. I thought it was really interesting. And also because going around makes you, like, notice some more stuff. Like, whether it be coins, golden mushrooms, whatever the case might be. So... Yeah, I think the mechanics of this game are good, and I like plucking things. I really, really like plucking things. You know, you pluck turnips, you pluck certain people. You know, yeah, plucking things. I like it.
Okay.
Yeah, pluck you. I like the controls and mechanics. Not being able to jump, I feel like it's a good refresher to the Mario series, because it makes you, like... It really gives you... another thing I really love about Captain Toad is how there's no time limit in the levels. Because something I always like to do in Mario games is just kind of, like, explore the scenery and just, you know, dick around with stuff, you know? Not necessarily go for the end of the level, just play around with things and, you know, explore the scenery and all and play with stuff. And Captain Toad really lets you, like, immerse yourself in the scenery of the Mario universe and just the little mini-universes that Toad seems to travel across. And, the ability to, pluck things is pretty, like, useful and all. And the only thing that really really confused me at first is that, this little trouble that I had a lot, but then I realized I just had to hold a button. A lot of times early in the game, I would pluck something and then throw it by accident because I was trying to run. Because though there are a lot of buttons for pluck, one of the buttons for pluck is also the same button to run, and that's the Y button. You have to hold the Y button to run. It's the Y or the A button. I mean, it's A button, I'm sorry, not the Y button. Y button turns off your little headlamp. It's A button. Something I basically do a lot is just pluck something and try to run, but I accidentally press it again and throw my item early. So the thing I did to solve that was pluck and then hold it and then run. As Soul said, one of the problems with Captain Toad is that he's slow. And you can't really blame him because he's got this little heavy backpack on him. You know, you can't expect him to go very fast. And, you know, he's just trying to have a good time adventuring. He wants to take in all the scenery while still avoiding certain death. So, yeah, you have that. All right. So our next question is, how difficult was the game for you? Did you actually finish the game? Because there are free levels the entire game. That's it. That's Captain Toad. There are free books. So, like little, chapters are all free books, and then one extra book. Books 1 and 2 have 18 levels, book 3 has 28 levels, and I forgot how many levels the bonus book has, but it has a handful of them.
According to Mario Wiki, it has 18.
Yeah, alright, so 3 of them have 18, and then one of them has 28, so that's a good handful. That's a good amount of levels. I have to do some math. That's 82 levels. So there are 82 levels in Captain Toad, and each level bar the bonus levels has three gems you have to collect, much like the little medallions in 3D Land and the green stars in 3D World that you have to collect. And every level has an objective, and once you clear all these objectives and levels, you get like this little cool crown that your little Toad character wears. How hard was the game for you, and did you finish the game completely, like 100%?
The game, I didn't do most of the bonus levels. I think I did Toad Brigade, and after it was like a whole bunch of mummy me's, I'm like, okay, no. But the game itself, I'm not counting the bonus levels, the game itself is actually reasonably easy. There's a couple ones that, most of them are easy to figure out. Some of them are just hard to, if anything, they're usually just really hard to do. But other than that, I didn't have, like, extreme difficulty with most of them. So, yeah, the difficulty's fine. It's definitely an easier game, which is good, in my opinion, because, I mean, hey, you have so many hard, when the game even goes on, of course, it gets more difficult to figure out, but it's not overwhelmingly hard, because most of the time with Mario, for instance, it's based on skill. This one isn't so much as based on skill, it's just trying to figure out what you're supposed to do and do it
it's
without
more,
getting
it's more
hit.
Wit. It's
yeah,
more
wit.
Wit than skill.
Wit, yeah.
Alright, Staryu, how hard was the game for you, and did you complete the game 100%?
The game was hard? Okay, let me see. Well, it wasn't, like, so hard, but some of the challenges, like, sometimes I would look up the challenges beforehand because I hated having to do levels twice. Because I'm like, because I wanted to do 100% as much, at least for everything, all the challenges, get all the the gems, you know, whatever the case might be. I wanted to get everything. So, and as it turns out, I actually did not do 100%, but I think I did like 98, 99% because I did not do the final level. And I don't want to really spoil it unless you allow me to, but...
I already put a spoiler alert. We're pretty much talking about the game.
Okay, so that final level with the zombie toads, what's it called?
Mummy Me Maze Forever.
That, I can't stand it. It's so hard.
What is it? I don't know what it is.
Mummy Me Maze Forever is the final level in Captain Toad. It's basically Captain Toad's equivalent to Champion's Road, except harder. So you have, taken from the name, you have Mummy Me's, the little mummy toads following you. And you have to go through 50 floors of coin tracking and avoiding enemies. And you have checkpoints only at levels 10, 20, and 35, where you can get like a super mushroom and some glow mushrooms. And the basically the objective of this level is to get 5,000 coins and live. Beat all 50 levels, and if you do, you've beaten the game 100%, and then Toad, or your other little adventurer, now has a little crown on their head.
A certain adventurer.
If you look on my Miiverse, I actually have a picture of that certain adventurer wearing a crown.
Oh, you beat the level?
I beat the level, like, on Christmas. I had that level locked for, like, a few weeks. It took me a while, but it very much requires you to abuse that whole like touch screen thing. It was very hard. I pretty much like got there by luck, but I beat it and I did the objective. So now I never have to play that goddamn level again.
Oh well, I still have to. I'll do it sometime.
Good luck.
Thank you. I'm going to need it. But so, yeah, I think like 98, 99%. I'll say 98 because you need the objective and you need to beat that level too. So I'll say I beat the game 98%, which is pretty much good still.
Yeah, you only have that one level left.
Yeah, so I'm happy.
Yeah, I beat the game 100%. I beat that damn level too. Well, I guess the only thing I haven't done is challenge times, but challenge times don't really do much to your game other than they add like a little black star next to the time section if you did it, and then if you actually get all the challenge times in a book, the little free gold toads that appear on the book have like little sparkles on them, so it's not really too much, but I did get all gems and complete all the objectives, and I've actually been doing it with my friend's game, too. Like, I like the game so much, I've been basically playing it again. The game was not too difficult. I feel like the only really hard levels for me were the one bonus level where you're fighting the dragon boss and you have the mummy following you. That level gave me a headache. And then, obviously, the final level, which is supposed to be really hard. I have to say, that's my only quip with the game, is that you can beat it really fast. Like, even though there's 82 levels, I feel like there's not enough levels. Like, we need, like, a Captain Toad 2 or, like, some more DLC. I want more levels. I want to play the game more. At least give me another save file. I just want to play it again. It's so fun. Yeah, so, I guess this one's pretty easy. This next question's pretty easy, is, favorite / least favorite level.
Alright, so my favorite level is, there's a lot of them, it's really hard to choose, but I think, if I remember correctly, my favorite one is, it might be that one. Shoot. Well, I really like Razzle Dazzle Slider, but that one's not my favorite. I think my favorite would be Stumpy Springs Sanctuary, just because it looks really pretty, and it's actually a pretty simple level to do, but it's really fun, especially since it's in the last book. But it's a really fun one, and I very much enjoy it.
Is that the one with the wedding atmosphere?
No, that's the up and down terrace. This one is the one with the turning logs and, like, fountains. Or it's, like, blast the logs up. And my least favorite level is, I mean, I haven't done the bonus levels yet, so it's probably going to be one of those bonus ones, but I can't really think of ones. I didn't hate too many of them. Some of them I found boring. I don't remember what it was called, but it was that one with the bullet bills, and you had to touch the walls, and they'd pop out. I found that one really boring. Oh, number 16 in book 2. Bullet Bills Touchy Trials. I think that was the one. The name matches it very well. I found that one extremely boring, but I didn't really hate a lot of them.
All right, now it is my turn, and I kind of just spoiled what my favorite one is, but my favorite is Up and Down Terrace. I thought that one was really, really cool just because, like, just the atmosphere felt like a wedding garden, and I thought that was so cool, and especially, like, once you beat the level, you get a scene of a certain adventurer, and like, they're, like, with, like, a bunch of roses, like, they're right there, and then in front of them is a bunch of, like, pretty pink roses and, like, gorgeous flowers, and I just thought that was really, really, really nice attention to
just makes
detail.
You want to marry them, huh?
Yeah, right then and there.
I want to kiss my gamepad right there. It's like, yes, you may kiss the bride.
I did, twice. All right, let's be real. But I just thought that was a really fun level. I loved it. The challenge was not too hard. Some of my friends, like, they were telling me, like, how do you like that level? It's so hard. But it wasn't hard for me. Okay, my least favorite level. Okay, now I'm sorry, but I might forget the name of this. But it's the level when you have to have that football. What's that called? That guy called? He's the charging Chuck. Charging Chuck.
I know which one you're going to say.
And is it the one on the train?
Yes.
Freight train
fight. I can't stand that level.
Oh, yeah, that one, the first time I did that to kill all the, all the zombie guys.
The challenge, that was hard.
It was really hard, but then I did it on my friends, and I did it first try. I didn't even, like, become small. I didn't even get hit. I was just kind of like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. But when I first did that, I was like, just go, die!
I know, it pissed me off so much. I'm like, that was one I had to do several times, and I was just like, I was so mad. I'm like, are you kidding me? This is so ridiculous. I'm like, oh my god. And one time, I just had to put the gamepad down. I had to, like, take a breather because I was literally about to hurl that gamepad across the room, but I couldn't do that because I still wanted to play the game. So, that level gave me all sorts of headaches. What's it called? Does anyone remember exactly what
it's called? Fright Train Fight.
Oh, Train Fight. Okay, that's my least favorite. And my most favorite is Up and Down Terrace.
Alright, my favorite level, is probably, Poison Canal Cannon Run. Because I thought it just had a really cool atmosphere to it, and it has a certain adventurer and lots of double cherries, so you get lots of that certain person, you know, you get a lot of them.
Things.
A lot of them. You get like five of them, and like the challenge is to have like five you know who's. And so I thought that level looked really cool. I also like what's the other one? I like the boss battles too. I thought like they were really cool looking, and they had a cool atmosphere to them. And obviously my least favorite is Mummy Mime's Forever. But if I had to give you one that wasn't that level, it would probably either be Toad Brigade to Magic Koopa Keep. Just because the goddamn blue toad kept dying the whole time, and it was stop dying. The other one I don't like is trying to remember the name of it. It was the what was that level? It was Ghost Gallery Gambit.
Oh god, is that the one with the poison stuff?
That was the level where, like, the star is right in front of you, but when you go for it, it, like, activates a trap.
I hate that one just because I couldn't figure out how to get one of the stars.
And I lost
so many lives on it because of it.
Did you already get that star?
The gems.
Did you already get that gem, or,
I've gotten the gem now.
Yeah, I was gonna say, because I had to look up a walkthrough for that.
I didn't. I figured it out by myself.
Yeah, I didn't want to bother losing all my lives, so I looked for a thing. I was like, oh, like who the fuck's gonna know that?
Somebody who pays way too much attention.
Apparently sold it, but it's one of those things where you have to like pretty much experiment with everything, and it's like, oh, it's right there. Yeah, but those are mine. All right. You keep hearing us talk about a certain adventurer. And now we're going to reveal who that certain person is. Now that it's Toadette. It's Toadette.
You
can
play
as Toadette. It's not Sol, it's Toadette. You can play as Toadette.
Yes. I love the level where it's like five Toadettes walking around. It's just like, the Hoochie Mamas all around.
That was the level I was talking about. It was my favorite, Poison Canal Cannon Run.
Oh.
Because of that exact reason, because you could have five Toadettes in a raft around acid with cannons everywhere.
Just Toadette at home.
Me describing myself.
Toadette was revealed around October or so. I remember the day they revealed her. I didn't actually know about it. Sol told me it.
Yeah,
you like posted it on Tumblr or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and I was looking at the video, and I was like, oh snaps, Toadette, is she gonna be like a little NPC or something like that? And it's like, holy shit, you can play as her.
And Toadette's like,
the bay. And honestly, I have to feel like This is like the thing that I was saying earlier that I was already excited for the game, but maybe even more excited for it. I mean, Toadette doesn't play any differently than Captain Toad. She has the same exact controls, and she doesn't have any enhanced speed or reduced strength or anything. She's just exactly the same as Toad. It's just you're playing as Toadette instead. So I guess I shouldn't even bother if you guys like playing as Toad or Toadette more, because I mean they're pretty much the same. It's just more like your preference of the character
or the levels.
I guess that counts too.
I don't know if it's just because I do like Toadette better, but I found her levels much more fun.
Toadette's levels are definitely more challenging in a sense. Like I think they like all the hard levels we were talking about. I think every one of those levels is a Toadette level. All of our least favorite levels. Sol said was it you and Staryu that said the train level?
Staryu.
The train level.
Yeah, that's a Toadette level. What was your least favorite level, Sol?
My least favorite level. I just said it's not a Toadette one. Oh yes, it is. It's the Bullet Bill.
Yeah, it's in the second book. It was the Bullet Bill one. Yeah, so that was a Toadette level. Okay, Ghost Gallery Gambit was a Toad level, but And so is Mummy Me Maze Forever, but Mummy Me Maze Forever is pretty much the only hard Toad level. But all the hard levels are mostly Toadette levels. I kind of created an anthem for myself using the DK rap about Toadette in this game.
Oh no.
Sing it.
Please don't sing it.
She has no style. Prepare to rage. No. Oh, this please. Toad gets the harder stage.
I'm really glad that my audio was cutting out at this point, because I didn't have to hear it.
Wow, shady as hell.
You know what? No. I get embarrassed when people embarrass themselves, which sounds stupid.
That was not even embarrassing.
That was embarrassing.
It's supposed to be silly on purpose, but so I know. Mean, that's just... It's just that whenever I'm getting frustrated on a Toadette level, I just think in my head, she has no style, prepare to rage, this Toad gets the harder stage. And I just keep thinking that in my head over and over and over and over again. But yeah, let's get on to the actual damn question. How do you feel about the inclusion of Toadette? Did she add extra charm to the game, or would it have been just as good without her?
Probably, but at the same time, if she wasn't in the game, I would have felt it as a missed opportunity. Because I know when the game was all announced, all of us said that Toadette should be in the game at least in some way. So
yeah, we did.
I would have felt like it was definitely missing her. Because now she's an established character. She's been an established character with Toad. So it's just like, if it's a Toad game all about Toad, having Toadette not in the game would just feel missing.
Yeah. Toadette definitely made a comeback. Like, ever since Mario Kart 8, we've had Mario Kart 8, we had Mario Golf.
Mario Garf.
Mario Garf, correction. Right, right. And now we have Captain Toad. I was gonna say
when it was my turn, I was gonna say 2014 was looking like to be the year of Toadette.
Exactly. I mean, the only thing we need now is we need Mario Party 10, alright?
Please. I feel like at this point, I mean, I know they haven't shown much of the game, and I might get interested later, but I feel like right now my only selling point towards this game is gonna be if Toadette's in it. Cause she's my bae, man.
You hear that, Nintendo? The only way you're going to make her buy it is if you have Toadette in it. If Toadette's in it, she's going to keep the game, and she's not going to throw it away.
Toadette is the saving point!
The saving point of the game.
The saving point.
But I definitely think she did add some charm to the game, because I feel like with just Toad alone, like, it was good that we had multiple Toads, because it was just like, if it was just Cat and Toad, like, you know, there's more Toads than just Cat and Toad. So it was good that they had Toadette in the game. The only thing I felt like was kind of missed was that they didn't have Toadsworth. Because Toadsworth is the most bodacious thing in the world.
I don't
think so. What? Blah, 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 blah. That would have been perfect.
No.
I feel like Toadsworth probably would have been a really good
NPC.
I feel like he'd be cool as like a tutorial guy.
I'd agree with that.
Because I think being an adventurer, even though he apparently knows how to play baseball, I feel like he's kind of too old to adventure. Like, would you really want to put this dear sweet old man in front of like a fire or like a giant bird?
With his little cane walking like.
If he drops his cane, he can't move.
Where's my oatmeal? And he doesn't, like, you know, Toadsworth doesn't know where to go, and then Toad has to come and, like, hold his hand. It's like, come on, Toadsworth, let's go. I don't think the old man needs to be put in that kind of situation, but he would have been a cool, like, tutorial guy.
Yeah, like a non-playable character. I think that would have been cool, but it definitely doesn't make the game bad that he wasn't in it, so I don't want anyone to get that impression. The game was fantastic. So Toadette definitely does add some charm to the game, and I'm glad they included her, because, you know, I'm glad they're thinking about the Toadette fans and the people who still like Toadette, because for years and years, they didn't have Toadette in anything. I mean, yeah, a lot of people still played Mario Kart Wii, but they didn't have her in anything, so I'm glad they're like, okay, well, we need to bring her back, and it was a smart decision, so, yeah, thumbs up. 10 Toadettes out of 10 Toadettes.
10 Toadettes out of 10 Toadettes, with a bonus Toad.
And a little bit of blue Toad.
Yeah, a little bit of blue Toad. Just put more Toads. Just stuff a bunch of Toads in a box.
Is my Toad in a box? Sorry, I had to.
My Step Toad in three, a box. Make her open the box. Yeah. Obviously, as a Toadette fan, I was very excited to see her. Like, she's pretty much my queen, my bae, my baby, my wife, my mom. Toadette's my everything. I feel like I got like the same amount of excitement I did, well, not the same, but much more, but I got the same feeling that I got when Toadette was revealed for Mario Garf, I'm sorry, where it was just like, you know, I'm a huge Toadette fan, but I'm not like rabid. I'm not like so rabid in the sense where it's like Toadette's gonna be in every single thing. She's the most popular character. She's gonna be in everything. I'm just thinking like, I kind of have like this attitude towards it where it's like, she'll probably get in. It'd be cool to have her, but I'm not gonna get my hopes up. The only game where I really think she's probably going to be in all the time is console Mario Karts, because that seems to be the case with her. But yeah, with Mario Garf and Captain Toad, I did not see her coming at all. So when they dropped the Toadette bomb, I was like, "Whoa, yo,
whoa,
so, yo,
little,
yeah, something like that, a little bit. Yeah. So I like getting surprised with my baby."
Do you like plucking Toadette?
Pluck.
I love plucking Toadette. I'll pluck her all night.
I knew. When I was seeing that time when Toad was plucking Toadette. when Toad was plucking Toadette, I knew, it was like, wait, you know this is something Toadette loves, all right? You plucking, Toadette loves plucking. I feel weird saying, calling you by your name Toadette, and then saying Toadette, because I'm like, wait, people are going to get confused which one I'm talking
Toadette
about.
Toadette X Toadette, my favorite couple.
Yeah, Toadette plucks Toadette, so. I thought
she, like, makes out of her cherry clones.
Toad's like,
Oh, okay, yeah, you're talking about, yeah, that's another thing I'm gonna add. Like, not just being a huge Toadette fan, but I do like how they kind of made her a little different than Captain Toad. Like, when you're playing the actual game, she plays exactly the same as him, which I feel like is kind of good, because it kind of avoids that classic, oh, she's a girl, so she's not gonna be as strong as him. So I'm glad that they kind of avoided that, but I do like how in the actual cutscenes, Toadette seems a little more feisty than Toad, I guess. Like, you guys kind of noticed that, right? She's, like, a little more eager to do stuff than he is.
She's more brave.
Yes.
She is. I mean, she kind of is. I mean, if you notice in the credits when they're going down the little, like minecart thing, like, when they're going down, like, the little final hill, like a roller coaster, like, yeah. Toad's covering his eyes, and Toadette's all like, woo! Like, yeah! But, yeah, you kind of noticed this how in, the first scene where Wingo takes the first time Wingo takes the star from them, and I mean, granted, Toad falls onto his back, so he can't do much anyways. But like, Toadette goes straight for that star. She's just like, hell nah, give me that.
Let's talk about Wingo. Wingo's a heifer. I can't stand Wingo.
He was easy. Even as a final boss, he was easy to me.
Yeah. I keep hearing, I don't really know if Wingo has a gender. Like, I keep hearing, like, the first time I heard about Wingo, I heard it was a girl, but then I hear other people calling Wingo a he, but I just call it a girl, because that's what I heard, but it doesn't really have a defined gender, but either ways.
I mean, the only reason why I would think it's a boy because of the turban on its head, but then it has eyelashes like a girl, so.
Maybe Wingo's both.
Wingo's a hermaphrodite.
Or maybe it's a transgender bird. Way to show equality, Nintendo.
Yes, all right. Kudos, we gotta be respectful of each other's identity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because y'all don't not respectful of Birdo's gender identity. Not you guys. I'm talking about people while listening. Some of y'all are respectful of that. So.
Oh yeah, and there's also that thing about Toads being genderless that got like revealed during Captain Toad's development.
That was, I don't know how to feel.
Although
about
I do it. Think, I do think people are kind of taking it the wrong way. They're, you know, people are like celebrating it. It's like, oh shit, they finally got like non-binary characters. It's awesome. But I feel like more they meant that Toads are sexless and not genderless. So like, because obviously they're still referred to as he and she. So this would mean that Toad and Toadette like identify as that gender. So they do have a gender. It's just that I feel like if you took off Toadette's little pants, you probably wouldn't see any lady parts. She probably just looks like a Barbie doll. No boobs, no cooch, no nothing.
Oh yeah, none
she's
of
just
that.
A little blank slate. But don't tell me you probably wouldn't give her a little raspberry. Anyway.
Moving on,
Soulwood.
I was gonna say that she I went really off track, but I was gonna say the whole thing about Toadette being feisty. I do like how they don't give her like the classic like she's a precious woman. Do not do anything to her, cause you see Toadette get dropped right on her ass and right on her face even like 3 times in the entire game. Like even being the huge Toadette fan I am, my favorite scene probably in entirety of Captain Toad is that whenever you defeat Wingo and Toadette just like flies into the coin pile, and it's like oh, you heard that, like she's probably dead.
Yeah, her mushroom cap is definitely like dented.
Like, I don't even know. I mean, I'm not gonna question the logic of a Mario game, but I don't even know how Toadette survived that, because she got flung from an explosion and fell face first in the solid gold.
Then again, the DuckTales does the same thing. Like, you really should not be able to swim in gold coins.
Yeah, Toadette's got Scrooge McDuck logic. Anyways, yeah, but, yeah, so, yeah, we all like Toadette. Toadette is our bae. We all love you, Toadette. Kisses for Toadette. And we appreciate Nintendo giving her a little more love. So next question. Amiibo functionality. Amiibo ideas. It was revealed that Captain Toad is to have some sort of amiibo functionality. It's going to get, like, an update sometime this year, actually. Probably maybe in the spring or something like that.
Said it was going to be early 2015.
I don't know. They don't have a date. They don't have a date yet, but it's going to happen this year. And it's going to get an update to it where it's going to be compatible with amiibo functionality. But the actual, like, depth of this is unknown. Like, we don't know what they're actually going to do. So this question is to describe, what do you think amiibos are going to do?
Alright, so my hope is, like, we've mentioned this several times, my hope is having separate levels for each amiibo that's compatible with it. For instance, like, Lynx could have you go through, like, some castle or Zelda. I would like that separate characters would have separate things, even from a different series. For instance, like, if you did Mario, you could have, like, some above-ground retro Mario one, but if you did Luigi, you'd get, like, some underground retro one. Something like that, I don't know, I don't think so. I think that Captain Toad is going to be the second game to have an amiibo line. It's just going to be Toad and Toadette. I don't know what they do. Maybe, like, maybe using Toad would unlock Toad for every level, and using Toadette would unlock Toadette for every level or something. Which would be really silly if it's just that. But I really couldn't tell you.
Are we talking about amiibo stuff?
Yeah, what do you think amiibos are going to do?
I think it'd be cool if they unlocked extra levels, but I'm not too sure they would do that. Though it would be a real good incentive for people to buy amiibos, like, have extra, like, it doesn't even have to be, like, a whole bunch, but it could be, like, you know, unlock, like, 5 levels or whatever. Like, that would instantly make some people buy it. I don't know. I think it'd be a good idea, but the other thing I can think of is maybe, like, change Toadette's color. That's the only thing I can really think of. I think the level idea would be a better idea.
Yeah, I'm going to go with what you guys said and probably say that they're going to unlock, like, special levels. Just like what Soul said, a Link one would unlock a Legend of Zelda level, or, like, a Samus one would unlock, like, a Metroid-themed level. But it would be really awesome if Toad and Toadette actually got amiibos of their own, which they probably won't, because, again, we don't know what they would actually do. And obviously they can't do anything in Smash Brothers unless maybe DLC, hint. it's probably not going to happen. But it'd be really cool if they got amiibos, because then that would mean, like, instantly 2 more amiibos that would go to my shelf, or just 1 amiibo, because the only one I ever plan on buying is Olimar's, and that's it. So maybe if they did make Toad and Toadette amiibos, maybe he wouldn't be so alone. But I can't actually think of anything other than unlocking new levels that the amiibos could actually do, but I'm sure Nintendo's gonna surprise us with something cool. Alright, so, we're getting to the end here, just got 2 more questions. Our second to last question is, overall, was Captain Toad a good idea? Would you like to see him and possibly Toadette and the Toad Brigade in more games? Like, example, more Captain Toad games, like Mario Galaxy 3, Mario Sunshine 2, Smash Bros., anything you can think of.
Well, I think Captain Toad was a really good idea, more of a unique idea compared to a good idea. It's just very unique. The question again, would you? I mean, I'd like to see him, but I feel like it's more of a given that if there's another Mario Galaxy, he's gonna be back in there. Toadette, I mean, yeah. If she joins them, that'd be really cool. That's the main thing. Like, if Toadette was with them, that'd be an interesting thing, because it'd definitely be some continuity in there, because Toadette did join the Captain. I guess she kind of is part of the the Toad Brigade now. So if she is in Mario Galaxy, that'd be interesting. More Captain Toad games. I'd like one, but I don't think they're going to have another one. Well, actually, they could, because I feel like having the name Treasure Tracker instead of just Captain Toad seems interesting, because then you could have a game like, I don't know, I can't really think of a title, but it could just be Captain Toad, Captain Toad Dragon Trial, or whatever. It doesn't have to be Captain Toad 2. So, I mean, yeah, it'd be interesting to see him in a new light with Toadette. I don't know where I was going with that.
Alright, it's my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Though are they? I don't know if there will ever be like a Cat and Toad 2, especially if they didn't have any like more original ideas. Because I feel like if they made a second one, they would have to add like maybe a couple more mechanics. At least that's something at least I would think of, like, for it to be a little bit different. But if it's just going to be more levels, I think they should just make some more DLC. Or more. That implies they've already had it. I just think they should make DLC if they want to just add more levels. Because I think people would buy DLC. I definitely damn sure would. All right, but if they're going to make a second one or whatever, I think they have to add more mechanics. And also, it would be cool if they made, like, I think games like this would definitely be the future of Nintendo. I hope they make more, like, you know, and not even just Toad, like, it could be another character, like, Waluigi, or Gazoontite. Okay. You heard that?
Yes.
Gazoontite. Yeah, sorry about that. oh my, I'm in my last move, let me stop. Okay, like, a Waluigi game, I don't know, something, it's just, you know what I'm talking about. It could be even another Cat and Toad game, but, like, you know, different. Like, it could be a treasure tracker, it could be something different. You know, you don't know. It could be anything. But I just really hope that they really bake in on this and start making games where it's not just Mario's the main guy. Like, you know, I love Mario. You know, I love me some Mario, all right? That's true tea. That's me clocking a tea where it needs to be clocked. But, all right, We need things to be a little bit different sometimes, because that's what makes things fresh. You see, Super Mario 3D World, that was fresh, all right, even though, kind of like was like Super Mario 3D Land, but boy, I played Super Mario 3D Land, and it wasn't completely like this, it wasn't completely like each other, all right, it was, you know, kind of, but it wasn't completely, it had a different feel to it, so I think ideas like this are really good, and I hope they continue doing it.
I would really love if they made a second Captain Toad. I mean, like what Starry said, they probably have to add, like, a new mechanic to it. Like, you know, oh, now the Toads can do blah, or, you know, now there's a new item, the blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
They do that with Mario games all the time, so I could see them do it with Captain Toad, but I just really like, they don't even have to make a second game. I just want more levels. This game is so interesting. The concept, it's so unique. It's like, it's really, it's what a lot of reviewers are saying too, like this is like a really fresh new Mario game. It, you know, it really takes away from like your standard Mario game feeling, but it still has like all the cartooniness and cutesiness of a regular Mario game. My dream though is that if they do make a second Captain Toad, it is that it stars Toadette. I mean, like Toad's still in it. And even though in Captain Toad it kind of starred both of them, it kind of focused a little more on Toad. I mean, his name is on the title, too. So,
and no Toadette name.
So it'd be cool if they kind of had, like, a sequel where it's more focused on Toadette. Maybe because you see Captain Toad leave for 3D World, maybe it's like, I call it a midquel, or equal, where it's a game taking place at the same time as Mario 3D World, but it's just Toadette because, and maybe Toadette and, like, one of the Toad Brigade, like, you know, she has, like, them helping her or something like that. Like, basically whatever Toadette's doing when Toad's not there.
Yeah, somewhere, what's going on in the Mushroom Kingdom while Super Mario 3D World takes place.
Yeah, and somebody attacks and it's up to Toadette to save the their princess and their best heroes are all gone, so now they're just left with Toadette.
And then, like, after, and like the end of the game could be like, oh, at the end, like Mario and all of them come back, and then Toadette's like, hey, you know, because everything's fine now. They're like, what happened? And she's like, nothing. And then it shows in her mind like all the stuff that she did. I think that'd be really cool.
Now, I feel like Toadette would try to get credit for it. It's like, hey, I did all this. Look at this. Can I have my own game now? can I be in Smash Bros. Now?
Toadette in Smash Brothers, that'd be interesting. I mean, oh my god, another person sneezing! Stop sneezing, Gazoontite! God! but Toadette would be, I feel like, if they made Bowser Jr. work, then any character can work, let's be real.
I always wanted to have Captain Toad as DLC, and he could easily have a Toadette skin. Just like, with like the Robins and Alf and all.
With Diff, yeah. Yes.
Because obviously right now there's not really much of a way that they can make Toadette different from Toad. She's pretty much like equal to him in power and all. So she would work more as a skin. but I just love to see more popularity for her in general. While she doesn't, well, in the game, they just call her Toadette. I feel like it'd be kind of cute if she was called Cadet Toadette.
Cadet. Okay. Official
Cause
name. I like that.
Because like a cadet is below a captain. So, like, you know, Toad's still the boss, but, you know, she's, like, his right-hand man and all. So it's Captain Toad and Cadet Toadette.
Oh, my God. That's actually... Whoa. You should get that trademark.
Yeah, can we do that? Suggest it to Nintendo. Be like, hey, I got a name for Toadette since you guys just left.
I got a name for Toadette. Sexy.
You can stop.
Going away from Toadette, I would love to see another Captain Toad game, or just Captain Toad in general. I mean, I really think this is, like, the start of, like, a whole new generation of games, and, like, because it's been really positively reviewed by people. It's, like, I'm hoping that Captain Toad becomes, like, the new Donkey Kong Country, or Wario Land, or Yoshi's Island, like a sub-series that doesn't take anything away from Mario. It's just more like its own beautiful series on its own. Because when you think about it, like, Yoshi's Island, Wario Land, DK Country, all the DK games, they're all, like, the same way that Captain Toad is. Like, they have the charm of a Mario game, but they're different from a Mario game.
Yeah.
Captain Toad especially, because, I mean, at least in, like, Yoshi's Island and all, you can still jump.
Yeah.
Ooh, shade towards Captain Toad.
That's not shade towards Captain Toad. The guy can't jump. He's got a heavy-ass backpack. You try jumping when you have, like, a backpack the size of you on.
I'll fall over.
Yeah, you gotta congratulate Toad for not falling over with his huge-ass head and his giant backpack.
Oh, my God. Imagine he was carrying someone, too.
You know, that's where Toadette was the whole time. He's just carrying Toadette in his backpack.
Let me out.
All right. Okay, so now the last question, and this kind of goes on with the previous question. What is your rating out of 10 for this game? What could have been done to make the game better, and how has your opinion changed about the game since you first started playing it?
Wait, okay. So, my opinion, I don't think my opinion has changed at all for the game. I expected it to be as it was. It was fun. Pretty simple, but fun, so it's not bad. My rating out of 10, I guess, is a 9.3. I'll do 9.3. It's a good game. I don't think my opinion has changed much for it, like I said before. It's one of those games where you're just like, okay, so it's more simple than you think it'd be, or it's not as hard as you think it'd be, but you still have fun playing it, because a lot of the levels are much more different compared to any other level in the game, so it's not bad. I like it. Just simple.
So, what would you rate it? Did you say?
Yeah, 9.3.
9.3? Oh boy, let me get my proper calculations. All right.
You gotta go Boo style on it.
Yeah, because Boo's not here, so we have to go into... like, Boo's way of rating. Let me see. What's this? Times. Alright, okay. I would rate the game 9.82124789924. And we could just round it up to a 10 out of 10. Because, honestly, I think this game is a masterpiece. Just like I thought Super Mario 3D World was a masterpiece, I think this game is a masterpiece. There is very, very, very little wrong with the game. The only thing that's wrong with the game is the final freaking level that pisses me the hell off.
Yeah, but those kind of levels are supposed to make you pissed off. It's like, congratulations, you beat the game! Fuck you!
Yeah, that's the exact, like, what you said, though. Like, it's not a problem, though. It's just me having a problem with the level. So, that it doesn't lower the score at all. Because, honestly, the one thing I could say that could have been improved is maybe more different soundtracks for the audio. Because most of the time, it's, like, most of the same music over and over.
That I can agree with. It's mostly the same music.
I didn't even realize it was a good. It's a good soundtrack, but it's, you know, obviously because it's like a prequel to Mario 3D World, they kind of use a lot of the same music from 3D World. Though they did use like different instruments. Like if you notice, they kind of have more like cutesy instruments because it's Toad. So you know, it's all like beep, 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 instead of da 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 da.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the only thing I could say that would make me kind of be like, oh, well, you know, eh. But, you know, the game is still really, really fun. I would definitely recommend this to all sorts of people, all right? Because, you know what, you don't even need to be really that good. The game is really easy for a lot of people. And trust me, I think everyone will get it, and I think everyone will love it. And hopefully, you know, actually, you know what? Make sure you do recommend this game to people, because you know why? Because let Nintendo see that people like games like this, that they want, we want games like this, we want more stuff that's just different from normal Mario everything, all right? Because there's no shade towards Mario, but it's the truth. We want different games like Cat and Toad. So make sure you suggest to your friend. Your friend's like, yo, man, what type of game should I get for the Wii U? Be like, man, you should get, of course, after you suggest Smash Bros. And things like that. But if they're a casual person, be like, yeah, man, you should get like Cat and Toad. I think you really like that game. It's a puzzle game. You know, it has lots of cute characters. We have Toad, we have Toadette, we have the Toad Brigade, we have really
especially
cute.
Especially Toadette.
Yeah, and we have cute.
If Wario, I'm going to make this official now, but between the lost levels, if Wario is big sexy, Toadette's little sexy.
Toadette's okay. Little sexy. Let's try to make that a thing. Let's really try.
She's tiny sexy.
We have Toad. We have Toadette, who's little sexy. We have the Toad Brigade. We have cutesy enemies. You know, and it's, the levels are really cute. So I think you would really enjoy the game. Or if they're really a macho guy, just don't say things that are really cute, because then it would be like, oh, what a little cutie game. Because, you know, guys,
it's so cute.
Yeah. So
manliness depleting.
Actually, no, if you play Captain Toad, it makes you the manliest man ever.
I mean, Toadette is probably the manliest man we've ever had. So, let's be real. So, I think that you should recommend this game to everyone. And I stand by what I said, all right? I rate it a 9.82124789.24, rounded up to a 10.
Yay.
I rate it 9.9 out of 10 because it's a really wonderful game, but no game is perfect. My only complaints with this game is, again, with Star, you said the soundtrack's kind of bland, this is more probably of a problem with myself, because I was so eager to play the game that I thought, I finished the game really fast. Like, I feel like... it's a really wonderful game. I love it so much. It's the game I've wanted for years. I just want more of it. I just want more and more and more and more. It's so wonderful. It's a really great game. Like, not even just because of Toadette. It's just really new. It's really fresh. It's beautiful. The enemies are unique. The levels are unique. The gameplay is unique. It's just a really awesome game. I highly recommend it. And the best part, too, it's cheap. A lot of people forget this, but it's only $40. That's the same amount as a 3DS game. So you're getting all this for the price of a 3DS game. So Captain Toad is a really, really wonderful game, and I suggest everybody buy it right now. If you already have it, buy it again.
Yeah, go. It's out in the PAL regions now, so make
sure. Yeah, all you guys over there, get it now. If you already have it, just get the other version. Like, if you have a physical version, buy the download version. If you have the download version, buy a physical version. Just have more Toad, all Toad, all the time.
Have five of them on one shelf.
All right, so I guess we'll head on to what have you been doing?
Oh, really quickly, can we mention one bit of news really quick?
Oh, sure.
Actually, I think it's like two things, but it'll be really quick, I promise. Okay. So quickly, we're on a new segment really quickly. We're going to have a community night today. Yes, it is January 3rd, 2015. We're in the new year. We're having the first community night. Yes, holla holla. We're having a new community night. Yeah, it is new. We're going to play Smash Bros. Wii U, so, you know, make sure you go and play with us. Most likely, by the time this podcast is uploaded, it will most likely be done. So if you did play with us, you know, thank you so much for playing with us. We always enjoy having new people play.
Thanks.
Yes, and next bit of news is we're going to talk quickly about the last podcast we did.
Oh my gosh.
Episode 148. Yes.
So fun.
We talked about the best games of 2014. And also, we played some Super Smash Bros. Wii U, which, you know, was a lot of fun. All right, but let me quickly clock the T on something.
Oh, no. Don't do it.
I'm going to do it. I'm not going to be...
No, don't do it.
No, yes, I'm going to. All right. First off, I love you guys, but y'all need to chill. All right, I saw Thursday. You know, I'm waking up in the morning on Thursday, you know, brush my teeth. All right, go get myself some cereal, you know, whatever the case is, turn on my laptop, you know, I'm having a good day. I'm looking at the, all right, let me see, oh, let me look at the comments on, you know, the thing. And then here's the comments I see. Wow, Staryu, you know, you're a really big spammer, you spam a lot. Whoa, you guys did such a great episode, you know, I really like it, you should do things like this more. Oh, Staryu is such a jerk, though. Really? Y'all need to chill. What the hell is that? Oh, no. All right, y'all need to calm down, all right? It's just Smash Brothers. Y'all need to chill, calling me a jerk. Pfft. Lost y'all minds. I still love you, though. I still love you, but y'all need to chill. Let's move on to what have you been doing. All right, that's all the news we have, because anything else is not... We've already mentioned it pretty much anything else, like, last week, so that's it.
So, with what have you been doing, I haven't actually been doing much. My older brother left for home, for Florida, back to Florida yesterday, so it's been pretty boring. No, wait, yesterday's Friday. Yeah. He left for Florida, and I have school next Monday, and I'm really nervous because I think I have finals that week, because my school's very weird, in which basically I have a week and a half left more school or something like that, and then maybe 2 weeks, and then I have to switch to my next semester. I don't know why they did that, but okay. So I have finals, and I'm really nervous because I'm not too good with math, especially since we took a practice one. I realized I didn't know any of the stuff, and I was like, okay, all the stuff we've learned now isn't on here, so that's not good. I have school, but then I'm also going to, I've said this before, it's once I get the amiibos I basically, I guess, need, because the rarer ones, I'll be fine, so I'm not fine. I babysitted it on, Tuesday, I had to babysit, like, 4 kids, but, like, it was more of a mother's helper, because, like, the person's, their grandmother and grandfather were there, so it was just, like, I had to take care of separately. It wasn't that hard, actually, surprisingly. I got $50 for it, so I'm using the money to spend for amiibos and trying to, I accidentally bought two, I got some more amiibos, I accidentally bought 2 Little Macs, and they're coming in the mail, and I've already said, I told this behind the scenes, but basically, I don't know why, but Amazon, there was this big flood of Little Macs coming in on Amazon, but it was basically one at a time, so, but it was only once, so you had to try and do it, and first of all, I don't think I was on my phone, and mobile Amazon does not have one-click order, so I somehow miraculously got it, and for some reason it said 2, but I didn't realize, I realized, and I was like, oh, maybe it's just an error or something, but no, they're sending me 2, and so basically what's gonna happen is, Pit and a Captain Falcon from entertainmentearth.com, and then I also have a Pit coming in from Toys R Us, so what I'm gonna try and do is, I'm gonna try and trade that Little Mac and Pit for a villager, because he's the only one I'm missing pretty much now. So I'm gonna try and get a villager, and if I don't get that, I'll just sell them and then use the money to buy one from Amazon of Germany. Because for some reason, Germany doesn't like the villager. Or I'm gonna try, apparently they're really easy to find in Switzerland, so I'm gonna try find some Swiss website and try to get them there, but if it comes down to that. But, and today, after this podcast, I'm going to the movies with my friends. So, yee, before winter break.
What are you gonna see?
I'm going to see Into the Woods.
Oh, tell us if it's good.
Alright.
When you cut back. What did I do this week? Most likely nothing, because I don't remember. Let me see, what did I do? Oh my god, I forgot everything. Why does that always happen? Oh, I recently got one of my favorite movies from back then, Bridge of Terabithia. Yes, I love that movie so much. Though my parents and everyone else around me hates it because something happens during the ending part, but I'm not going to spoil it. But I love that movie. Have you guys ever seen Bridge of Terabithia?
Yes.
No, but I heard about it.
So did you like it or did you dislike it?
I don't remember because I haven't seen it in forever, but it was interesting.
Alright, that's better than what my family would say. But other than that, I've just been trying to record some videos because, with people around my house all the time, it's kind of hard to film some videos. And also, you gotta be in the mood to do videos because I noticed that when you try to do videos and, like, you're forcing yourself to do it, like, you know, you just seem, like, dead in the video. Like, you just seem, like, you could tell, like, you don't, you could tell, like, the person doesn't want to be there. Like, you could hear, you could hear it in their voice, and I don't like that. So I'm trying to get back into the mood of doing videos. So hopefully I can upload some videos maybe on Monday, or maybe try to get back to my regular schedule, but I can't promise anything. So, oh, I'm also getting back to doing Mario Party Interactive. I've been trying to make some boards. I've been getting some ideas from Cat and Toad about the super pickaxe. Super pickaxe. I've been getting some ideas. So hopefully I can show you guys soon. You can check the MPI website, mpinpfs.marioparalegacy.com. If you want to see anything, I'll most likely upload it to there. So you can check it out. Not now, though. Like, check like on Monday. And that is pretty much it. Yeah. Oh. Actually, yeah, that's it. That's it.
What have I been doing? I'm kind of late to the party, but I finally got Pokemon Omega Ruby. I didn't get it before, because I said it before countless times on the podcast, because it came out on the same day as Smash, and I wanted Smash more, so... I got that instead, but and it wasn't until last Sunday that I actually had like enough money on me to buy a copy. I got it in a GameStop in Jersey because I actually went to Wayne last week to see my friend.
Joyzy.
It's not really that part. It's not really that part of Jersey. It's the non-accent part. Yeah, I went to my friend's house, and I stayed the night with her, and I played some games, and I got Omega Ruby, and I actually beat it, Wednesday, so that was the last game I beat of 2014, if anyone's curious, on hearing what my current team is, they're all in, like, the 60s, close to 70. I just stopped at the Battle Resort last time I played. I didn't play yesterday or today, but I stopped at the Battle Resort. My current team is, Swampert, Mightyena, Shiftry, Aggron, Breloom, and Dusknoir.
Oh, that's cool. Pretty decent. Nice Generation 3 Pokemon, except...
How'd you get the Dusknoir?
I transferred it to my Y using Pokebank, and I traded it with my friend, and then I put it back in Omega Ruby. I did it before the Elite Four because I wanted to evolve him, and you can't get the Reaper inside Omega Ruby. You can't get the Reaper Cloth until post game. I was like, man, that's lame. I want a Dusknoir.
Yeah, that's why you don't get the Dawn Stone until the right before the Elite Four. So I had to, in Pokemon X, I just transferred my Curlia there. But then I also found out that you don't get Power Up Punch, I think, until the after game. So I just gave it a whole bunch of TMs and taught it some moves. So now my Galarian
is,
like,
amazing.
Yeah, I did
that too, because my Dusclops knew, like, Strength, and, like, that's, like, a really lame move for him. So I replaced a lot of his moves, and now he has Shadow Punch, Shadow Sneak, Thunder Punch, and some other move. I forgot what it was. Hold on a second. I actually have my game right with me.
While you look at it, I'm actually probably they don't give you Power Up Punch because I almost single handedly defeated
Power Up Punch is a TM that you can buy in Marvel City.
Oh, so you can get it because
yeah,
you
can buy in his other moves, Will-O-Wisp. So yeah, he's got a pretty good moveset.
But that it can like it almost single-handedly took down Steven. So I was like, okay, that was really easy. I got all the way to I only had his last Pokemon left, and I forgot which Pokemon I used, but then I just used a move and it was done. So I'm like, okay, this was the easiest champion battle. In fact, speaking of battles, I think I mentioned this before, but I only defeated I defeated Tate and Liza in only two rounds, like two turns. It was not.
Yeah,
like,
I did that too. Because I had two dark types on my team.
I had a dark type and a water type, so it was just
I
like,
defeated
okay.
them really easily too. I just used.
I really
I
wish
a lot
I used Surf as Starmie.
Yeah, exactly.
I used Surf as Starmie, and then both died.
I just wish that they had their
yeah,
other
I
Pokemon
think,
from
I just,
Emerald.
I think all I did was Dark Pulse Crunch. That's it.
So easy. It's sad. I wish they had their Pokemon from
I
Emerald.
I decided
to
do
harder.
A little challenge for myself though. The star of my team is my Breloom easily. It's a female and her name is Toadette, named after Little Sexy. And I didn't actually catch her in this game. I wanted to, but I realized that in my Y, I actually had, like, this little baby shroomish I hatched from an egg, this level 1. It was level 1, and it has its hidden ability, Bullet Seed, and 6 perfect IVs. So, yeah, so I had this baby, inside my Y, and so before, when I was at Petalburg Woods, I stopped my game, and I went back to Y, and I EV trained this baby, and then I transferred it over to Omega Ruby with Pokebank. And then, I put her in my team, and, like, she got so immensely powerful that, she started disobeying me early. Like, she went to, like, level 12, like, around the time I went to Roxanne. And right now she's my highest level at level 69.
Wow, you're hilarious.
Yeah, she's so powerful that both times I fought Maxie, she killed his Camerupt in one turn with Bullet Seed. The first time she was still a Shroomish when it happened. So she killed the Camerupt in one turn with Bullet Seed when she was a Shroomish, and then his final battle when he used Mega Camerupt, she killed it in just two Bullet Seeds. And she was already a Breloom by then. She killed Primal Groudon, and she also killed Steven's Metagross, which I thought was
What move?
That one was not one turn. I knew that this took a lot of retries, because I knew if I got hit by one Zed Headbutt, she'd be dead. I really wanted to fight her. I really wanted to fight him with her, because I like this. I like this whole, like, his best Pokemon versus my best Pokemon thing. I feel like it kind of gives, like, an anime feeling to it.
Yeah, it's strange because almost all of my Pokemon can Mega Evolve except for my Milotic. But my Milotic was the one that took down his. She's also my best Pokemon because Milotic, I didn't realize how good she is in story. She's amazing, and then versus his Metagross, it's just like, okay, that's funny.
I found my Aggron to be really useful, especially in Delta episode, because there's just so many. Because I don't have a Dragon type, so I had nothing to fight against Zinnia. So I just kind of abused. She has, like, 3 Pokemon that are Dragon Flying, so I abused their Rock weakness with Rock Slide. And that's the problem with Drake too. Like, he had, like, a lot of Dragon Flying types. With Steven, I used Spore to put Mega Metagross to sleep, and I basically spammed Mach Punch. The first one landed normally, the second one was a critical hit, then it woke up, it used Zen Headbutt, and I thought, crap, she's gonna die. But then she hangs on with 1 HP, because I gave her full happiness and all with the Pokemon and me, and it's like, Tota endured the hit to show its best side to Caitlyn. It's like, yes! And then landed the last Mach Punch, and it died. It's like, that was, like, the coolest thing ever.
Yeah. Anime, you got your anime wish.
Mm-hmm, and I recorded it. I recorded it, too, to, like, a Skype buddy. I should, like, find it and then re-record it again and, like, post it to you guys and all, because it was really awesome. She's easily my best Pokemon. Not just because she's, like, actually a very competitively viable Pokemon. Like, she's got 6 perfect IVs, the correct EVs, hidden ability, bullets. She has Bullet Seed, Rock Tomb, Mach Punch, and Spore, so she pretty much just has a competitive moveset, but she's really powerful, and because she was traded from another game, she gets XP really easily, so, while I don't tend to use her much, I pretty much only use her as a last resort, because she's so powerful, I do really much love her, and she's easily my best guy.
That's all right, end.
So I guess we move on to the ending information, unless anybody else has something to add. No,
nothing.
Mm-mm.
All right, so you can like and subscribe our YouTube page. You can find us on iTunes. You can go to our main website at MarioPartyLegacy.com and head on over to the forum at MarioPartyLegacy.com/forum. You can follow me on Tumblr at unofficialofficialtoadette. Like my or follow my Miiverse, whatever you do with Miiverse, at Toadette Wii U. That's WEE.
Oh, is that it?
Oh, me. Yeah, go. I haven't been doing so. I haven't been using my social media, but I guess you can still find me at lepissyourpants.tumblr.com. But you can also follow me. I'm actually putting up my Nintendo Network because my New Year's resolution is to at least try to post more on Miiverse because I really did like using it. And I used to a while back, so it's just compete, just like compete, not like competitive. Just compete. That's it. That's mine.
You can follow me through the ends of the earth, across the frozen sea. I am SpiderStar everywhere on YouTube, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Nintendo Network, and Google+. Add me to your circles. Not squares, not triangles, but circles. Yes. And any... Oh.
What was that?
That was my Tumblr.
Oh, okay. That was perfectly timed.
Best Toadette sound.
It was really well timed.
That was really... Oh, Toadette. Okay. Toadette's basically saying that you should follow me on Google+, because she was laughing that I said triangles and squares. That's funny, Toadette, right? Yes. But yeah, just follow me on all those sites. SpiderStar you everywhere.
Craig, get out of here. Stop listening.
All right, yeah. So that is our podcast. I hope you enjoyed us pretty much... worshipping the masterpiece that is Captain Toad, Treasure Tracker.
I did not say any of that.
Get it right now. Who's in charge of editing the podcast? We gotta little subliminal messages in our YouTube version where just by Captain Toad.
Boo does.
By Captain Toad.
You gotta have Boo do that. You gotta have Boo do that.
Yeah, just add like a hypnotizer in there, like the freaking Super Mario Land 2 ad, like obey Wario.
Okay, so this is goodbye.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Get out.